continuing the all-important debate between Toffee Fae and imported gummy bears. Here's Corey and Joel.
Blow that snozz before we start. Come on, clear that all out.
Yeah.
People are depending on you to entertain them.
It's a lot to get out of there.
It's a big snozz. A lot of boogers up there.
Yeah.
Welcome into the Corey and Joel radio show, my peeps.
My peeps.
That's like a Mike Wilbon thing, doesn't he say?
My CWPS. That's close, warm, personal friends.
That you're doing a little Rob Parker.
My moles are telling me, come on, Joel.
No one's getting that, but it's funny if you do. Little Rob Parker. Oh, he's on ESPN. People might know him now.
He's on ESPN. Yeah. Come on, Skip. Skip Bayless, you're crazy.
Little Primal Scream for everybody. Beautiful Future is the new album. This is a return to form, according to a lot of critics.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So we'll play more of this as the day goes on, as the show rolls on, as Corey's nose clears of boogers, and all of that good stuff. So
yeah.
Welcome in to the Corey and Joel radio show. Your favorite show is back on the air. Thank you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
They put back Arrested Development?
Not your show.
You mean the listeners.
You hate this show, but the listeners enjoy it.
Oh, right. Okay. I was afraid MuggleCast had gone off the
MuggleCast is safe, but it's not anyone's favorite show. This one is.
MuggleCast.
No one likes the MuggleCast.
Apparently, certain shows on Podcast Alley can get 15,000 votes.
All right. You're hung up on Podcast Alley.
For the first time in months.
It's 2005, you're hung up on Podcast Alley.
I remember the obsession we used to have.
It was the only thing around. You know, it was before iTunes. Yeah. It was before any of that. And
all we need is 96 votes this month, so... Hit Podcast Alley.
People felt like going to Podcast Alley and was showing like how popular your show was. And I guess it was at that time for some reason.
There was no other metric.
There was no other
there
way
still
to
is
measure.
No other metric.
We don't even know a metric. We got no metric.
No.
We got no metrics. We got no inches. We got no feet.
People
we
gave
no
up rolling. on podcasts and they just don't care anymore.
Well, you know what? It's weird. You know what I heard about that the internet is down. Everything on the internet is low in the summer.
Yeah,
and they say it's because people like college and high school kids aren't using the internet like they do when they're at school.
The internets?
Yeah. So they say that everything is down, like all page views and everything everywhere are down.
Right.
So that
because people are going to the movies, apparently.
Apparently so, yeah. Who knew? Well, the movies were dead a couple years ago, Crying a River.
Load of crap.
The movie studio. Oh, they can't make money now.
They are making billions of dollars this summer.
Well, I'm glad.
We should get into that.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Just think if there was no piracy, which means nothing, by the way. And I think we all can tell that piracy affects nothing
now,
ever.
You've gone to a couple movies with me lately. Did you go to any of the ones where they strip searched us and anal probed us?
You know what? I think we went to one.
Was it Step Brothers?
No, I didn't go to Step Brothers. Oh. Well, I think you said that was bad.
Step Brothers, they were confiscating all cell phones.
Yeah.
So I had to go and, like, put my cell phone in the concierge desk before I even got there.
At Pineapple Express, which we have a video review up on YouTube. So if you haven't seen that yet, it should be up right now if you're listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it on the main page of CoreyAndJoelRadio.com. We've been doing some YouTube videos on there. But we have a video review of Pineapple Express up. And at that movie screening, now, we got right in because you knew the rep, and so it was not a big deal. But what happened to me was there was a security guy, and he had a big bin. And he was marking, like, people were giving their cell phones to him. But it seems like what happened after the show, as far as I could tell, is, like, people were, like, you know, people
getting
left
the, wrong
the same phone and people were getting the wrong ones back from this dopey $8 an hour security guy.
That's why I'm like, I please, don't fuck with my phone.
Yeah.
They do that in L.A. for screenings, except, like, when you're on a junket, they kind of give you the pass.
Yeah, because they're like, you're writing it up. And I'm lucky because I'll go like, hey, my phone doesn't have a camera in it or any recording device. Because I have a phone.
You have a phone from 1929. Joel, actually, his cell phone is up on a pole. And he goes up on the ladder. And Eb brings the cherry picker around, and Joel goes up on the pole.
You know what? I've never, I swear to God.
And he calls Mr. Haney, and he says, I need some sorghum and some sugar.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? It's the thing about my phone is that like it's so like, in the last week, I've gotten so much shit about my phone. It's unbelievable
really?
That people are like, you have the oldest phone
ever. Yeah, yeah. Do girls bust your nuts with the phone?
My phone is maybe 5 years old. I mean, to be fair, it's maybe 5 years old.
My phone was brand new at Christmas time, and now it's looking old.
Wow. Why is that?
I saw there's a version of my phone that's like, about an inch smaller.
What is you now? Is that you saying it's the same model?
It's you know,
what is the name of that phone?
This
it's
is the LG Voyager.
The Voyager. So it's a new Voyager, or you're saying
yeah? There's
it's
now
like...
there's the LG Dare.
Oh,
and it's like the same phone, but it's an inch smaller. Like you know what I mean? Like you,
sure.
Mine came out. I got this at Christmas.
Well,
and it's already like looking old.
Well, because my roommate,
this phone got a lot of bling.
It did.
I didn't really need this phone.
No, you got
it. When I got it, people go, "Ooh, look at that!" And you know, if I was still at the bar trying to, you know,
get laid,
desperately do whatever I could to get laid.
I'm trying to get laid with my old phone.
Get one of these to do this.
Maybe just loan that. Can you
flip
just,
it up?
Can you just loan that to me?
Well, you know what?
We go out.
Yeah, you got this brick. Dude, you look like Dan Tana from Vegas.
It's not that old. It's like 5 years old.
You remember he had the satellite phone in his car? And
who
like,
was that? Dan Tana? Oh,
you remember Vegas?
No. No, I don't know Vegas because I'm not 60 years old.
No.
And you're younger than me and you remember Vegas. But the thing about the
phone. All I remember about Vegas is he had a car phone. And everybody thought that was the greatest thing.
Right. This is what I tell people about my phone. Now, listen to me. This makes sense if you stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phone. If my phone were to break, I would gladly get a new phone. I would get phone with bells and whistles and everything else on it. Unfortunately, my phone is made well. Therefore, it refuses
solid.
To break.
Yeah.
Because my dad got a relatively new phone. Like, he got one like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And he had it like in his pocket and he sat down and it like broke the screen on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what a shitty phone for that to happen, you know? And I'm like, I'll drop this phone out of the door of my car, and it still works.
It's called planned obsolescence, and it's why it's why America is going into the shitter. It really is.
But I just feel like, God, you know, I have a good. I'm in a catch 22. I'd love to get a new phone. I'm waiting for this phone to break to get a new phone, and the phone refuses to break because it was made well.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just stick with this phone. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
bitches hit this phone up just as much as anything else.
Yeah, I will say that I as much as I hate text, for a guy who hates text messaging, I got a phone with a keyboard.
That would be helpful.
And it's changed my life. Like, I can actually text without hating it.
You can now do the most annoying thing in the world.
I still hate it because 98% of my text messages involve women.
Yeah, well, that's the only people.
Okay, here's my text message. Let's say it's announcer Rob Rose, right?
Rob sends you text messages.
Well, once in a while, it'll be this. Rob, let's say Rob and I are going to go to the driving range.
Okay.
Here will be a text message from Rob. Hey, 3:30, right?
Okay,
that's
it. What he
says. There you go. That's a time. You know what I mean? There's what a guy will use a text message for. Meanwhile, I got to conduct conversations about Proust over via text message.
Here's my text messages. I'm going to give you a number here, okay?
Oh.
Because you're saying that, you know, you get text messages from Rob Rose.
We're going to have to bleep the numbers?
No. I'm just going to give you a number of people that have hit me up on
this. Oh, I see.
Since I've cleared my messages last, I'm going to tell you who's text messaged me.
Yeah.
Not who, but the number of people here. 1, 2, 3. Let's see. 4. 5. 6. Okay. I've gotten 6 text messages from 6 different people in the last, say, 5 days. All women.
Right.
Not a dude in the queue.
Never text you.
Yeah, you and I never text each other.
Never, ever.
Never, ever.
Once and maybe, I might have sent you 3 text messages.
It's fine. If you do, you know, if you did, I wouldn't mind it, but it's like, it's almost easier to just answer the phone. It's like less buttons to push.
It is easier to answer the
phone. It's easier to just go, okay, when are you coming?
And
10 o'clock. Okay.
There's no ambiguity.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is wrong with the phone?
Let's say I said, hey, Corey, if I wanted you to come and do the show at 10 p.m., and I just typed the text message, and I would type a very short text message because it's pain in the ass to type, especially on my phone because I don't have the big keyboard. I would probably be like, show up at my house at 10.
Yeah.
I would probably write something like that.
That's it.
But it might sound like a command to you. not like a suggestion.
Right.
And you might take that the wrong way. I'm not saying you're an asshole or anything, but I'm saying like it could be read.
No,
as...
pretty much every communication you and I have, I presume you're being an asshole.
Okay, well that's...
you know, and you can assume the same way back.
Well,
it's
I'm
fine.
Just saying, you know, like you might not assume that as like, hey, this would be good to meet at 10 because I've got to go to this or that until 10.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, I don't know, so I'll call
not,
you and go.
You're
like,
not going to take umbrage if I go, yeah, 8:30 or whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Girls will read a fucking nuance into your words.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You're implying. And I'm like, you know, if you called me on the phone and I said,
right, yeah. You wrote me what's up. Does that mean that you want to fuck me? I wrote you what, you know, the women are so stupid.
Well, first of all, it does. That's what it does mean.
That's what it should mean.
Well, that's what what's up mean. I mean,
no, you know, here's what
honestly,
okay,
that's what the text message should be for.
No. Well, what's up means if you're a girl and you want a guy to fuck you and the guy sends you what's up, that means, yeah, he wants to fuck you.
Yeah.
But if you're just some guy who the girl doesn't want to fuck and you write her what's up, then you're an asshole.
Sure. Now,
I get a message.
I'm completely domesticated now, so it doesn't. I will get orders and direct. I get orders. That's what I get on the text message. I will get instructions about where I am to be, and what I am to be doing and wearing.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's what I get. But in the days when I was wild and fancy free, that's what the text message is for.
I got this one. I.ily. I'm like, what the fuck is? I know. I think I know what that means.
I.ily.
Yeah. .ily.
I isn't likely to do you? What? No, what is it? What does it say?
I think it means I love you. But it's not even from somebody that would really like
would even send that to you?
I don't know. It's from a chick, but it's not like it's
your
not
dad,
a chick.
Your dad does not have
a text
message.
It's not a chick that loves me.
Right.
It's not a chick that I've made love to. It's just a chick.
You've made love
made
to.
Made sweet love to.
Joel, did you put on your love-making pants and really get to town on this girl?
I humped her leg, Corey, with furious, dry.
Did you really?
My corduroys were hot.
I gotta have a woman.
You know, I was thinking about that clip the other day. But you know what I found?
Her pussy gets so wet. You
is that what you found?
It.
That girl's pussy probably does get wet, but I don't know.
Oh,
and I wish I knew, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You wish you know, but you have no idea.
But the text message should simply facilitate sex. That's what it should do, right? Is that not the point of it?
You know what? I guess, but it's like, I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it's like that much like...
I have a theory that all human endeavor, everything that is ever, all great monuments, all art, canal systems, vaccines, the polio vaccine, all an attempt to get pussy. That's what I feel. I feel, and so the text message should be ultimate. All we're doing, every technology on Earth, other than bullet, well, okay, even bullets. You know,
bullets?
No, you know what bullets do? They eliminate competition for your pussy.
That might be true.
The polio vaccine prevented pussy from getting sick.
Okay, so you keep the healthy pussy.
Yeah, yeah. All technology is a basic way to get pussy.
Well, it either facilitates or it makes better the opportunity.
Right. And the text message, therefore, should be the ultimate technological.
All right.
Doot, 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 come blow me.
Yeah.
That should be it. But instead, you got to have ambiance. You got to have nuance.
Well, but my problem with texting is like, you know, like there's a girl. The problem is that you got to take, sometimes you take your... It's now become currency in that you can't send two and not get one. You can't send one and not get... Because you even... I was talking to a guy the other day, and this guy goes... And I was talking to about some chick, and I go, you're going to see this broad? And he goes, I sent her two text messages.
Yes.
And he said, I can't send another one because I just sent two.
Right.
And I didn't get one back. So if you were to send... If this guy... Theoretically, if you were to send three in a row and not get one back, that's wrong. And now you look like a desperate asshole. Is that correct in your opinion?
Would
that look, I mean, to a woman?
are they any more likely to look at the third text
message? See, I don't know. Is that what that means when a girl doesn't respond to the first two?
Well, look, there's extenuating circumstances, and Amy routinely goes into radio silence, as I call it, and just will disappear.
Oh, well, so you'll be texting her, and she's like, well, I'm not listening. I'm not.
And, you know, when you're, you know, this is different from a booty call. a booty call.
With an actual girlfriend, sure.
Yeah, with an actual girlfriend, you got stuff to do. We got to be at your parents' house by this and this. We got to go to this. We got to take the thing. You know, and then I'll be sitting there waiting with my nuts in my hand for her to text me back and tell me what we're doing and when the stupid barbecue I don't want to go to is at.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and what do we got to bring lawn darts.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be radio silence. It'll be like she's in a canal underneath a construction site at the bottom of a cave.
But don't you think that when you're doing that, well, first of the problem with the text, too, is that it's not as obvious, like, it doesn't go off long.
It'll go,
it's a beep.
Beep, beep, boop.
Yeah, and if you have it on vibrate, it might only be a second of vibrating instead of, like, two or three, you know.
I want to make,
like, 10 seconds.
I want to download Godzilla's roar and make that my text message.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
you
do
mean something like that?
Yeah. But the other thing, too, is, like, okay, here's an example out of my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Called the girl 3 times, but actual phone... But left a voicemail.
Yeah.
And I got a text back.
Oh.
But like later. To me, again, if you're talking about the currency
What's
of text messaging.
What's the deal
messaging,
with that?
But isn't there an imbalance there? Aren't I getting dissed just by the format of her response?
I would say so, yes.
Isn't that a diss? And I felt that way. And I was like, I said...
But
I said enough of that, bitch. No, I mean, really. But after that, I said, okay, that's enough. But maybe I'm reading that wrong, though.
Look, I need what I need right now is a tweed blazer and a brick wall behind me. But what I want to see now, guys think the text message is so that they can get late, and girls want to use it to just whatever, you know.
Yeah, it's but no, I think there's
women and men are different, Joel.
I think there's something to that when if you don't get the message back, it's kind of like you suck, and you're not worthy of me writing you a text back. I feel like every text needs a text in response, or else
that's what we call a conversation.
Right, but it seems like there's an end of conversation now, where there is no even... Right. There's not even like an obligation that people feel to at least acknowledge your communique.
And if you fucking call somebody on the phone...
They get pissed.
They don't answer.
Yeah.
But if you call... I know one girl that doesn't talk on the phone.
Yeah.
She's like, I hate talking on the phone.
Why?
And I go... What are you, retarded?
Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like the way my voice sounds on the phone.
Oh, fuck you.
Seriously?
You fucking bitch.
Are you really? But yet, when you're in person, they'll fucking talk your ear off.
Yeah, we hate your voice in person.
Yeah.
But
on
the phone, we can
the
push
phone.
A button and make it go away.
Yeah.
You bitch.
On the phone, I can beat off and like look
exactly.
at stuff. I can read a magazine.
I pee on the phone with
sure.
people.
Oh, see, I don't do that.
You don't?
That's a bridge too far.
I know what you're saying, but sometimes you just
you
have
with
to.
The shaving your nuts.
Yeah, we'll get into John. Last I want to talk week. About John, and I want to talk about Steve Bills as well, because I have some thoughts on that show. We've had a couple of wacky comics in here.
Yeah,
last couple
they've
weeks,
been kooky.
But you know what? I just feel like it's women. It's like they don't acknowledge it, at least that you sent the message.
No.
And it's like
no. The text message is the representation of 3,000 years of interactive technology amongst men. They've striven to get pussy.
Okay.
For women, this is a way to deny you. In a way to make you feel small. That's what the text message
is. See, then I have a thing where I think it's like there's a little thing that shows if they read it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think on my phone there's like they put these little lines next to the message. Like I sent a text message. I sent a text message tonight while we were watching The Mole. And I don't think it was read yet. So that was like an hour ago. Let me see. When was that? Okay, we're recording this show. Okay, I sent a text message to this girl an hour and 25 minutes ago. And now I believe it means it hasn't been read. It may mean that it hasn't been responded to, but I think it means it hasn't been read. So an hour and 25 minutes ago, I sent a text to a girl.
See, I got like a little green arrow. I got a little check.
Does that mean it was...
I don't know what those mean.
But I think in this case, it means that she... But I mean, it might have seen that she had a text... But didn't open it. In fact, it might have seen that she had a text from me and didn't open it. Now that's completely... Now I'm just got to wait for at least it to open. At least for it to open.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it just pisses you off.
How dare they?
Like the old days of the phone. You just call and you had to answer. Fuck you.
I was watching. Yeah.
No, well, answering machines. None of that. No screening. Pick up the goddamn phone.
They had a service.
No, but I'm saying, like, you could just, you'd pick up the phone.
You ever watch these movies from, like, the 60s and the 70s? And they're like.
Well, Woody Allen. There's Woody Allen movies like that. Yeah. He'd call his service to get his messages. But no, you used to pick up the phone. And people used to answer their phone because they didn't know if grandma had died or if it was some guy trying to get in their pants. And they had, these bitches had to answer the phone.
Sure.
It was just the law.
Right.
You had to do it. And that was
You watch movies and TV and everybody always answers the phone.
But that was a matter of respect, though. Yeah. You're calling me. I will pick up the phone and answer.
It's a movie, so you can't. It's uncinematic to do it. But no one in a movie ever looks at a phone and goes, "Nah, I don't want to answer that." They always, when a phone rings in a movie, someone picks it up. Right?
There's always somebody there. Yeah. It's never like no one's home or something's going on.
Meanwhile, a good 35% of all calls that are made. Oh, and if you're calling PJ, about 70.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I called
PJ's like a girl with the phone.
Forget about PJ.
He can't answer the phone. He's got
can't even.
I got softball, brother.
Hey, I'm trying to think. I called you today and didn't get you.
Sometimes I won't answer the phone, but I'll call you back.
I thought you were in a screening maybe, so you called me back.
Yeah.
And then you called me again later.
We're sounding
and
very
good. And I think
gay.
That this was is, it. I think that was it
this
with
is,
our message.
This is,
but then a guy.
Come on in, we're going to paint
this sounding very queer.
I think, Corey. Are you going to spin class with me today or am I going by myself?
Well, when I sent you a note. Jazz.
And then, but a guy called me today and I was somewhere where I couldn't talk to because I knew it was going to be a guy. It was going to be a 20-minute thing.
Sure.
So I actually declined the call. Listened to the voicemail and then returned his call, but at least did it in a prompt manner. I responded within like 30 minutes.
Now I guess call waiting makes it. This is what really infuriates me, because they know who's calling.
Yeah,
most of the time, if it's someone in your life who's a regular friend.
Now, what do you do when you get the call? The call waiting. Do you switch over or not?
Caller ID is what I meant.
Oh, caller ID. Okay.
Now call waiting. It depends on who's calling.
Do you look?
If it's my dad, I don't hang up on anybody.
Okay.
Because my dad's probably going, "Hey, have you seen the new Ritz crackers?"
yeah, he calls
like,
you.
Dad will just call with bullshit. Like, "Did you see what John McCain said?" I'm like, "Yeah, Dad, I saw it. He was a dick." What's with this Batman movie? You know, that's my dad will call with that. I had to reprogram. I had to teach my dad how to reprogram his fucking remote control.
Yeah, you said his remote died and he had to get a universal remote.
Yeah,
he was having a hard time
with
that.
There's a whole project with that.
He's the one guy without a universal remote.
Yeah.
In 2 decades after they've been out. But
I had to program that whole deal. Okay. Anyway.
But if I get the call waiting, I always feel like
it depends on who calls.
But I think I talk to you a lot, and maybe this is just the nature of our relationship because we talk all the time.
Who cares?
You almost always take the other call.
Well, because what?
That's not a bad. It's okay.
Generally,
it's okay.
What are we talking about? That's
I understand
that important.
That. We're talking about. Can you believe Kitna?
Yeah,
we're talking about bullshit sometimes. But
you know, there's only a couple friends. I have a couple male friends that I talk to on the phone. Like Russ. Russ Brown loves to talk.
Oh
on the
my
phone.
God, that guy's a. What you think?
Russ is a 12-year-old girl.
He really is.
We haven't had Russ on in a long time.
What is the last time thing he did for us? He did the roast.
Yeah, he was the roast master.
So that's been it's been over a year. So he's
we
good.
Should probably have Russ back in.
Yeah,
but
okay.
We're gonna have to expand the format to 4 hours because Russ has just got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Well, we can't have him on YouTube because those have to be 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so
right.
So there's
no
fucking way Russ is going on YouTube. Okay. So anyway,
and PJ will sometimes call and bitch at me.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
True.
But you know. And I have a couple other friends that I talk to on the phone.
Right.
But generally, I got to hear girls. Girls will call you up and tell you my old roommate and all that shit.
Okay.
And I got to hear about their lives in detail on the phone.
Yeah.
So maybe the text is better. Maybe I can. The text is now a way for me to ignore people. And that's a beautiful thing.
I guess. But I don't know. I feel like the more we ignore other people, the more they ignore us.
That's a good point.
And that's not a good thing for our
that
world.
That is the philosophy of Joel. That is
the Tao of Joel.
It's so true. In a movie, if you ring a phone, if the phone rings, someone picks up.
The more you will be ignored.
In a movie, the phone rings, the fucker picks up. Unless, once in a great while, they'll do some shtick with an answering machine in a movie.
Right.
They'll do a comedy bit where, like, Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, he leaves. Yeah, he does goddamn Abbott and Costello on her fucking answering machine for 6 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
knowing that and he's I've getting her
that,
back.
I've been that asshole.
No, a girl's not listening to that after six fucking weeks. A girl's not going to, you're not going to like leave one and then she doesn't respond and then you leave another
one. Oh, no,
one.
I've done it.
Okay, but how many times have you done it? More than twice?
Okay, I did do it for 6 weeks, but I've
how
done
many times
it.
Did you do it?
I did it for a while. I'd leave like 4 or 5 messages.
But she didn't respond to any of them.
She'd get the last, there'd always be.
When did she, how many did it take to get
know.
The response?
5.
How many licks to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll?
Too many.
Too many licks?
Yeah.
Too many licks?
Way too many licks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think you go, I give
I need
you one.
I needed an abacus to figure out how many licks.
I listen, maybe I'm an asshole, but I'm like one call, fuck you. Goodbye. All right, well, you don't call me, you get the fuck out of my life.
This is also why you're the living La Vida no pussy at this episode.
Oh,
so,
would you stop
that's
it?
I'm just saying.
I had text messages from 6 girls.
There has to be a thin line between persistent and cute.
Yeah.
Because girls will find it cute if like they're mad at you.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have to,
eh.
You have to talk them down off the ledge.
Eh.
You know?
Eh.
When you, think it's, when you live with them, it's another sure. story. If they're mad at you, you're just, your world is a world of shit.
All right.
You know? And well, there's nothing you can do to bail out of that by calling.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Is it easier now, knowing that people will just ignore each other on the phone, is it easier or harder to get a phone number from a chick now that we live in this?
I think it's totally easier.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I agree with you on that.
Because what does it mean?
It's still hard. But I think it's still hard to ask, though. You
yeah,
know?
But if a girl gives you an email, then you know you're fucked.
You're getting dissed. It's still the number is the thing to get. Sure. Not the Yeah.
I'm out of shape with this.
I understand.
I'm
but
out
I'm
of
saying,
shape
like,
with a lot
I think,
of things.
Because here's something that I've noticed, and maybe this is just, you know, some weirdos that I'm... girls are putting their phone numbers on MySpace. Have you seen that?
That's ridiculous.
Girls are like, they'll put, you know how they have the status?
Well...
They'll put in the status, like, I need a text right now.
Yeah.
And they put it in their status. And it's like,
I've seen
send
people
me a text.
Put their, like, instant message ID up there.
Yeah.
I've seen
and I'm
them
like,
do
that's kind of weird.
But I don't see them put their number up.
But maybe they, maybe, see, no, maybe nobody cares because you just know, hey, I'm not going to answer.
Right.
Because I've kind of been like
Well,
that.
Sometimes people will put their number in a bulletin and go, call me for this and this.
Yeah.
And
no,
then
but
they're
I'm
putting that number out to everybody in their friend list.
No, but I mean, I see it in like that little status thing.
They put it
thing.
On their profile.
No, it's the little status thing like, you know, yeah. Corey is eating a pizza right now.
Right.
But instead it'll say, you know, Abigail is lonely. Give me a text.
Well, that sounds like a porn line.
3, 4. But, you know, you never, but I don't know what that means either. I don't think it means anything.
Wow.
It's just weird. Maybe the phone, I think in some people's eyes, especially younger people, and I'm assuming these are like teenage girls who might be doing this. I don't know. Not that I have them in my friend list.
Well, you're calling.
But, you know.
Yeah. Why would you ever have teenage girls in your call list?
I'm just saying. No, on my MySpace.
Yeah. Why would you ever have any MySpace friends?
But here's my thing.
You can't have a MySpace account and not have teenage girls.
Listen. But anyway, so, you know, I think that the phone isn't what it used to be since it isn't a thing that you had to answer anymore.
No.
That it's just become a thing like email where we have our email address, email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com, right. And it's just up on the site. And any moron, Charles Manson, could send us an email sure. tomorrow. But you know what? It all means about nothing. Because we don't have to answer it. In fact, we don't even have to read it.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't even see them half the fucking time. I go, did you get that email from so-and-so? And you're like, what? Who do what?
Yeah.
Who do nigga what? Who be emailing
texting? I get them. I get
them. But you I mean, you didn't even get the MySpace comments from Latt. Did
no,
you see
I
your MySpace comments?
I did. Those went into the junk mail folder.
Yeah, they went into the
what
junk
happens
mail
is
folder. And
the email
thing.
That I have those directed to is the email where I get the most stuff.
Yeah.
I have 3 email accounts
okay.
like a douche.
Yeah.
Which go from most public to most private.
Okay.
And I have the one that's like the no
and you're
hassle.
Saying you're not even including the show email in there.
Right.
Because the show email forwards to another email.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the one that gets the most traffic.
Ah.
I get, you know, Harry Reid will send me a bulletin about
sure.
what a dick
right,
John
right.
McCain is. You know, I'll get clean water action. I'll get NFL.
Yeah, who would send that?
I'll get, you know what I mean? I'll get 45 fantasy football things.
Sure.
I'll get, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get. Dude, fucking funny joke.
Yeah.
You know, buddy well, guy. I get all that crap. I get all the spam, and I get, you know, I'll get a text message. You know, I'll get, that's where I get publicity shit. I will get the most ridiculous thing. I'll get like, Shia LaBeouf takes a fart before car crash. and we're publicizing it.
Well, here's the thing, you know, that I'm getting now is I'm getting, okay, I bought a book for online from a magic shop. Mm-hmm. I get maybe 4 emails a week from this magic shop.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, God, I just got to just get off that mailing list.
I started, you know what I get? I get Harris polls.
Oh, do you really?
Well, I do those sometimes because I think they're interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you learn about marketing. But boy, do I get every fucking thing there now.
So
me.
I signed up for a company that I'll gladly promote on our show, mm-hmm. Newegg.com, where I buy a lot of computer hardware and software.
Okay.
And electronics. I bought my digital camera there. So I signed up for their email alerts because they have there's specials that you can only click through the email to get like a cheap hard drive or something. Mm-hmm. So how frequently do you think I get an email from them? Every fucking day. Okay?
Yeah.
Then I got this Geeks.com. I bought a motherboard from them. I think they send 2 a day about like motherboards on special.
Yeah.
Hot deal. VHS to DVD converter at Geeks.com. I got this today. And I'm like, okay, I got 9, so I'm getting these all the time. I'm getting, what else am I getting in here? I bought something at Circuit City at some point. Every day I get a Circuit City thing. And some stuff I want, but it's not frequent. Mm-hmm. You know, like I have I'm on the Oasis email list. I know that I'm a douchebag. But if Oasis is releasing a single, they send out an email. But I get 2 emails a year from them, and that's all right. Fine. And then even like the Corian, we have a day email list. We have a mailing list, but it's only when the shows go up.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And that's what you signed up for. You want to know when the show's up. We give it to you. We don't abuse it.
Right.
Imagine if we were sending you an email every day with something.
And people, they do. People do that.
What if we, okay, a death pool update. Every time somebody dies in the death pool, you get an email.
Ugh.
I think that would be ridiculous. I don't think anyone wants that. Although I know there's some people I've talked to that are in our death pool, either in our fan one or in a regular one,
yes.
Who are kind of out of touch with who's winning the death pool.
I have to call Katie.
Do you? Oh, God, speaking of that.
Every time a death... And Katie, by the way...
Let me get a drink of water before we get into Katie. Are you ready? You going to prepare? All right, here we go.
Katie is... Thank you. Katie is...
I gotta clear the pipes.
Thank you.
We're talking about Katie.
Katie is currently leading the death pool. In the fan category.
The fan death pool.
And in total
points.
She has
4 deaths out of like 13 names. It's insane.
Yes. In total points amongst all, even the
even
studio,
us who have 20
fucking she has the highest points. And so she's been insufferable. She's been insufferable about it.
And you know what?
And yet, I've had to call her every time someone dies. And she goes, oh, really? No way.
Why doesn't she just take the list and print it out and leave it on her refrigerator or something? That's the idea. That's why
you know
I make up those PDFs.
She's too busy during her day ignoring text messages.
God. You know what? Because I put a thing about how annoying Katie is, and now that she's winning, she's insufferable. Mm. I more or less said that. And then she comes back on the message board, which you're assuming she's not reading because she doesn't know who's winning and who's losing. And then she disses me on the message board.
Well, she had Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Who she doesn't even know who that
is. I know. And I called her and told her that Alexander Solzhenitsyn died. And she didn't have any idea who died. And then she was like,
Did she know she had him when you called her?
Yes, but I said, now who is Alexander Solzhenitsyn? I wish I'd taped this. And she was like, the philosopher. I mean, it was an author. She barely got what it was.
She's a fucking idiot. God. You know what? I don't even like... I don't hate her.
And then
like,
Katie talks trash.
I don't hate her want her dead, but I dislike her and how she carries herself.
I love Katie.
I don't know. You know what? I wouldn't like
Katie's a blast if you just take her on her terms. If you don't try and expect regular behavior
out
of Katie,
she's just annoying.
Oh man, I love Katie.
She hurts my head.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, she's hurting my head because she's got the biggest point total.
She is a big point total.
What is her point total right now?
60. God, I don't know. I don't think that one's updated on the board. It's on the website. If you go look on the forum, click on that. Go find. I think she has 68 and Martin has 57, I think is the way it is. I updated it on the forum. If you're not know what we're talking about, go to the forum on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. There's a big thread about the death pool, and every time somebody dies, I update it and have the running totals up there.
Yeah.
But, we just don't have one printed out at the moment. We have an older one, but I think she has 68 now, and Martin has 57. So I'm rooting for the crowd. Go Fritz. Yeah, that's what I want.
Hey ho!
Because Germans know a lot about death, and they should be winning this thing.
They invented it.
That's right. Yeah, we have death pool. Right. It is a pool full of dead bodies, full of dead Jews.
I actually heard that the final solution was cooked up between Haring and Himmler and Hitler.
Yeah.
There was their death pool.
Our death
pool. And they had all those names on their death pool, and they just went out and made it happen so they could win.
Installed the slide so the Jews can happily slide into the death pool. Yeah.
Going to hell.
You have a...
We are going to hell on the Cody and Joel radio show.
Yeah. We allow Jews to wear water wings when they go into the death pool. All
right. I want Martin. Martin is a good guy. To my knowledge, to the best of my knowledge, Martin, I would testify in a court of law.
Yeah.
He has never killed 6 million Jews.
I don't think Martin has killed 6 million
maybe
Jews.
Three or four, but not 6 million.
How many is Niels killed?
Well, geez. I don't know if we have
Niels,
time.
Niels hasn't killed anybody, but he has a computer simulation of death. I'm sure somewhere he's built a realistic...
Well, I made a calculator to better calculate how I will conquer the world.
What I do is, without television, I have built VR glasses, and I can transport back to 1942.
I feel they were not efficient enough, and so I built a better dark hole. Boy, this pisses him right off.
Oh, yeah, he's all mad now. You played the song. You played the Star Trek nerd sound. You made fun of the Jews. You did
I'm
going to
say something right now.
What are you
going to
say
look,
to Niels?
These are all jokes.
These are just jokes.
Niels, I love your people.
Yes.
Your country.
Uh-huh.
Your beer. Your schnitzel.
Gummy bears.
And the fact that you... I love schnitzel, by the way. I'm a fat guy.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that Germany is the original home of busty big blondes.
There you go.
Big titted busty blondes. That's the original. Germany... Scandinavia, Norway, that's where you find those tits. Right. That's where you get them.
What if the Holocaust was just a way to get girls with big tits?
That's,
would you be for that?
Well, no. Look at this. Competition. That's what I'm saying. Bullets, getting rid of competition.
That's true.
Gas chambers.
No, I'm saying maybe by they were selectively breeding out like small-chested women. We would all just put
are
them
you in. Saying that Jewesses are small-chested?
I actually disagree with that. I think Jews have nice tits in general.
By and large, yeah.
Yeah.
I have, believe me, as an expert.
Really? Okay. Anyway. I agree.
Wow. Well, we've really done some wonderful
so we went from girls
Holocaust material.
And it still
can we
out.
Edit the last 3 minutes of the show out?
Sure. All right. All right. Well, all right. Well, that's a great... Boy, I can't believe how my cat behaves sometimes, Corey. It's just so funny. You know what I'm going to do is I'm gonna make... I'm going to start making YouTube videos for our fans.
Hey, your cat!
The kitty is like, she comes up and she actually sits and she'll push the buttons on the keyboard.
She thinks she's people!
And every... and every time she hits the space bar, like, the screen goes up.
No
and goes
way!
Down, and it's like...
Oh, does your cat...
I
don't even know if I can say this.
What
can I say
do?
This on the
what
radio?
Does she say? What does she do?
Does your cat drink out of the toilet?
Oh,
bowl?
My God. She does. It's so embarrassing.
It's just crazy.
Little does she know.
If that cat only knew what
if
happens
that
in that bowl.
I did. In there.
Oh, that's crazy.
All right. I think it's break time. I think we're going to clean our palates here during the break.
It's purging.
We've got some, we got to talk about our former guests.
I'm going to light a candle and think about the bad things I've said.
And we're going to talk about our past guests and how crazy they are.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody why this show is going up early this week. Mm-hmm. It's not going up horribly early, but it's going up a little early, and there's a reason for that.
And then if we have time, I have some odds and ends about Dark Knight.
Oh, Dark Knight
odds
and ends.
About the world of movies going on as we teased earlier on.
That's good. So why don't we play some more of Primal Scream?
All right, then.
And we will come back with the rest of the show. And listen for that. We'll be back.
Twins of the soul.
Corey and Joel back with you.
Hey now.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. We're back. So anyway, make sure to check out our YouTube videos. We've been plugging those, and we have movie reviews up now. We have this just coming out fresh as you're hearing this. The two movies opening this very day, or this week anyway. The Pineapple Express.
Yes.
And maybe most hilariously, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2.
Yes.
Gets reviewed on video by Corey and Joel.
God. Bless America.
Just for you and your friends, your peeps on YouTube.
If we had more time, we would edit in pictures of all the girls.
I'm going to do... No, no, no. I think I'm going to do that. I haven't done it yet. I did it for Pineapple Express, but there was only... like I only had to put like a couple pictures.
You know, all you ever do is bitch about the amount of posts you got to do on the show. And then we've started doing videos in which you're going to have to do...
I have to do a lot of posts.
You're going to have to do a lot
of
posts.
Well, part of it that's good is that my computer handles the editing actually really good. And actually, the hardest part about the... Okay, here's the difference. With when I'm doing post on the radio show, generally speaking, if I don't have to make edits, in other words, we do it in one take, which we'll do it in one take 95% of the time, then there's really not much to do except for clip the beginning and the end, and then run it through a compressor, and then make a WAV file, further make the WAV into an MP3, tag it, and upload it, okay?
That was just bullshit, Joel.
Well, on the new computer, on Joel's new supercomputer, that takes that whole entire process is probably down to less than 30 minutes.
We need,
and most of that isn't me working over it. It's just waiting for the computer to finish, waiting for the FTP to finish.
We need to hear from your computer.
Oh, yes, the new computer will talk. I think Vista actually talks better than XP did, so the new computer will...
I am struggling under the weight of porn download.
Yeah, but then with
my
the video...
My capacity is over-teaming with cum shots.
When we do the YouTube videos, you know, they're limited to 10 minutes, so we have to make sure... Although, Sister of the Traveling Pants, I had to cut stuff out of because it was going to be too long.
Well, we had too much to discuss.
We did. And so I had to cut a couple of jokes out of the Sister of the Traveling Pants review. Yeah. But then I'll probably have to put a little like flash of white where the cuts are so they're not so jarring. And I have to put up our text our URL for our website. I put that on there. I do a little graphic at the beginning, which should be better, but it's fine for what it is now. And all of that really now, because I'm starting to learn this software a lot better than I did like the first time I did it. So I'm using, for anyone, any nerds out there, Sony's Vegas 8.
Ooh.
Vegas 8.
Ooh, the Vegas 8.
Vegas 8 Platinum.
Well.
You can see the box.
Now, why not just Final Cut Pro?
Because it's too much money. Yeah. Here's what I learned about... Well, first of all, I just bought Vegas 8. I bought the full version because I was using the demo, which was running out, so I had to buy the full license. And I bought it, and I was like, wow, this is great. And then I went on the Sony website to look up, you know, features of Vegas 8. And I saw, like, hey, buy Sony's Vegas 9. So I literally bought Vegas 8 and Vegas 9. Well, the deal was, actually, at Newegg, there's a $30 rebate if I bought it by the end of July. So it was, like, $93, and they'll give me a $30 rebate. So
what did the guy say when you bought that?
What do you mean, what did the guy say?
He asked me to roll over.
Oh,
and then
stop
you know
it. There's nothing gay about buying video.
No, you take, you got it.
It always
you bought Studio 8.
I bought Studio 8 and Studio 9 came out the next day. Yeah, I did kind of take the bone on that one. You're right. But
well, now the new Macs come loaded with Final Cut Express.
What kind of Final Cut Express?
Or Final Cut Pro. I think they're both on there.
Well, I always thought that iMovie, and this could be where I'm wrong, iMovie comes on every Mac, and I always thought that was like a light version of Final Cut.
Yeah.
Because Final Cut Pro is made by Apple.
Well, I was at the Apple store diddling around.
Oh, I know all about video editing. I'll nerd out right now for you. You ready? Okay. Here's the reason I went with Vegas 8. Okay. Is because Vegas is a very good... You can do, like, there's... Somewhere I found a list of actual Hollywood movies that were cut on Vegas. The thing about Vegas is that it uses up less system resources. In other words, it's more efficient in the way it runs. So if I were to get something... Like, the option was between Premiere... Adobe's product, which is probably used by more pros than Vegas, or Vegas, but I knew that Vegas, I would probably be able to work a little quicker with it, and the render times and that would be quicker. So I went with Vegas, even though I have a super computer, but I wasn't going to get Premiere. And the other thing is I could not get the full pro version of Vegas. I got the platinum version, and I believe the major difference is I cannot output at HD resolution. So that's a negative. So I will not be making Blu-ray discs for our fans anytime soon. Mm. So I'm sorry. If you were waiting for the Corey and Joel Blu-ray, you're going to be waiting a little longer.
Donate. What would you need? Would you need Premiere for that?
Donate to the lunch fund. No, what it is it's the what they do is like Vegas. Okay, Vegas 8. There's Vegas 8 and Vegas 8 Pro, or there's Vegas 9, Vegas 9 Pro. The only difference is I can import HD video. I can only export up to like DVD resolution on it. In other words, I can't make a HD version of our videos. Hmm. I'm actually, it's funny because I'm recording our videos.
So what if somebody shoots HD video, you can edit it.
I can edit HD video, but I can only produce SD content. Ah. So that's kind of the negative to it. And if I wanted to buy the full version, it's like $300 or something.
Wow.
But for me, we're not making any HD content. We're making content for the web. But again, we are shooting actually at 720p, which is HD. Yes. Did you know that we're shot in HD?
All the Technicolor splendor of two fat bastards. I am glad that we have 720 pixels.
20 lines.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, horizontal resolution, I think that is, or vertical resolution. 720 vertical lines of resolution for our fat, ugly,
well, there's 720, there's 720p and 720i.
No, this is 720p. It's a computer thing. It's progressive scan. 720p video. So.
Okay.
God, the first half was so good.
I know.
Do you want to just start the second half over again?
I think we could.
No, it's fine. People are taking a break. All right. Let's talk about the Blacks. Let's get fired up. No, this is fine. All right, let's get into our past guests. Can we get into who do you want to talk about, Tortolotta or Bills? Because, God, they're both crazy.
Well, here, let me just, I don't know, pick a hand. I don't know, whichever.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
Whatever nutbag. One, two, three.
We both did scissors. All right. John Tortolotta is crazy.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, man. Listen, hey, man. So I'm shaving my nutsack, Joel.
Yeah, Joel, you got to try and shave your balls.
That really bothered you, the ball shaving discussion.
That was the most disturbing conversation we ever had.
I think it's you were visualizing like me shaving my balls.
I don't ever want to think about you shaving your nuts.
I'm not asking you to visualize it. I'm just saying, look, this is what I did.
It was so disturbing, I went home and I used the trimmer on myself.
See, and, you used the trimmer.
Yeah.
So is that your plan?
That's the plan, yeah.
But what do you do with the trimmer otherwise? Do you trim other things with it?
Well, you gotta clean the thing.
Okay, so you run it underwater or
something? Yeah, you don't just, you know, put it on your nuts and then put it on your face.
So you trim your beard with the trimmer?
Well, I got a beard trimmer.
Oh, so you use a beard trimmer on your nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah, you can set the little dial in the length. I don't even want to, this is the
So same. You have a man, yeah. you have a fairway down there. You have a green and a fairway?
Yeah.
So, I haven't done that in, I think I did that, in January or February. So it's been a while.
Well, you gotta get rid of that thick winter coat.
No, but I think I did it in the winter. But it didn't feel good. It felt weird. It was very... it was irritating. It was not good.
This is the most disturbing... God, I can't believe anyone wants to hear this.
No, I'm just saying. But the reason I tell people is I'm actually advising guys kind of not to do it, actually, is what I'm saying. Because I did it, and it wasn't pleasant, and it didn't really do much.
No.
I mean, it looked better photogenically, I guess. And that was, again, the whole reason I did it is because a girl asked me for a picture of my junk, and I said, okay.
That's the most amazing part.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a girl asked for a picture.
Why
of your
isn't
junk?
She a guest on the show?
I don't know. I couldn't. I could not do that.
You couldn't send a picture of your junk?
I couldn't send a picture of my junk.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I can't do that.
But you know what happens now is everyone's got these phones.
Go on Craigslist right now.
Oh, yeah, you'll see pictures
you'll
of junk all
You'll find 500
over.
Pictures of a guy's
of
dog.
Dicks and stuff.
Who are the guys that just sit there and go, you know what?
I'm going to put my dick out there.
I think the Johnson is going to look really good if I look. There's guys who, like, you can tell they lit it properly.
Yeah.
There's guys
who
can tell
they
took time.
Sometimes you see the dick in their whole face and everything. Like, that's not, I'm like.
I don't want to see the wang hanging out. I don't want to see
the
whole
why do guys
thing?
Put their faces up there and their dicks? It's like, oh, those guys are really, you know.
Those are desperate guys. Those are guys who want to get
But them. I'm saying, like, even for chicks now, it goes back to what we're talking about in the first half. It's the cell phones, man. That's what people are doing is they're sending their dicks through the cell phone. But in a sense, that's easy in that you don't have to, let's say you take it with a digital camera. I was taking pictures of my dick with my digital camera.
Okay.
And what I was going on with that is then you have to upload the picture.
I'm calling time on this.
But see, then you have to upload the picture.
I can't deal with this.
And send a link and a whole bunch of shit. And with cell phone, you just take it and you go to your email box. But see, my phone, see, I can't.
You don't even have a fucking camera.
That's what I'm saying. My hands are clean on this one, bitch. Don't look at me like I'm sending dick pics out. Because my phone don't even have a dick pic feature. You look on the back of the box of this cell phone.
What is wrong with us?
There's no dick pics even possible with this camera. It's impossible.
There's no way I could do that.
It's impossible to receive a pussy pic on this camera.
Well, then your camera is a letdown.
You know what it says? If I get a pic, because some girls do occasionally send me naked pictures, it'll show up as a link, and I have to go to a website and actually download the pictures on the web.
Wow, that's spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could never do. I could never.
I understand. No, and I didn't either.
Take a picture of my dong.
I've taken them, but not sent them.
First of all,
and I didn't save them. I didn't like save them on my hard drive.
I'd be like trying to worry about scale. I'd be like, look, I want to make this scene. I need a reference.
Would you maybe put the ruler next to it?
Like, you know, like I'd hold up a fun size Snicker bar next to it. You know what I'm saying? I need to. Yeah. I need to show.
Put it next to a dollar bill or something.
A Snicker, yeah.
Like that's what everyone knows the size.
What you do is you get a dot, and then it makes it look much bigger.
A dot, like
yeah,
a candy dot. A candy dot.
Yeah, it makes it look much bigger.
Really?
No, I don't know. I mean, I would be worried about reference point and scale, and I had nothing. I have no shame over my penis at all.
It's not for photographing.
It's a fine tool, but yeah, I don't need to take pictures of it.
Well, my feeling was like, you know what? It's not really. It's not. Sending this pic is doing me no good whatsoever.
Do girls
it's not getting
find
me
that,
laid.
Do girls think that's sexy and all?
Right. And here's my thing about that. Just on the whole, like, girls, if you want to see my dick, very simple. Just ask.
Here, you want to see? Here's.
You know what I mean? There's
here's the procedure to see Joel's dick.
Yeah.
Come over to the house.
Yeah. Hi. What's up?
Yeah. And then Joel opens the door.
Hold on a second.
And then he. 7 out of 10 times his dick's going to be out anyway.
No, yeah, I'm saying if a girl is interested in seeing my penis, I'm like kind of like okay showing it.
Are you?
I mean, it's not like girls ask, but if a girl wanted to see it, but I think that's a come on. I think girls are ready to go.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
But they go, can I? Here, this is generally, I don't know much about women.
Yeah.
But if a girl says, can I see your penis? You're telling me. What you're saying is...
Yeah, she might be a whore.
She might be into you if she says, can I see your penis?
Right.
That you have determined with your vast knowledge of women.
Yep, I've determined that.
That if they say...
I'm still working.
I want to see your dick.
It's not... I haven't done a double blind study on that, but I think that's true. I think if a girl has to see
your like,
penis...
You're like Kinsey or something. You're like a scientific...
Yeah. I mean, because, you know... Okay. All right.
All right. If it's at a
let me just say
the only other option is if it's at a party and a girl will go, show me your dick.
Yeah,
because they want to control you.
I've got rules on that too. Yeah. You can't. I'm not going to show my dick in a public thing, in a public setting.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't show my dick. Like if we're at a party,
like at Quantica.
Well, yeah. If a girl yells out, if I'm doing comedy at the Comedy Castle, and a girl yells out, "Show me your dick," I'm not going to whip it out.
Well, we were going to play pin the bagel on my cock, but
But yeah, I mean that is not a. But even if it was like a house party and everyone's sitting around smoking pot, I wouldn't show my dick like on a dare or anything.
No,
I would have to be like one on one with a girl or like a couple of girls who wanted to, you know, suck.
I think I told this story on air before, but or on web.
On web,
yeah, I told this story once before in high school. I was at a party, and it was this guy who like was a senior in high school, but had his own place.
Oh.
Because his like older brother lived downstairs.
Okay.
So he didn't live with his parents anymore. He was emancipated.
Yeah.
So this guy would have the best parties. Right? And it was just fucking crazy, get high, ridiculous party.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting in the kitchen learning chords.
Yeah.
On a guitar.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I could have fucking learned to play guitar and been the fat guy in a band.
Sure.
I could have at least learned bass.
Right.
Because any monkey can play bass.
You can learn C, F, and G, and go play rhythm in almost
any
band.
I'm working on like E, and I'm getting it, and I'm like, oh, I can. These aren't that hard. I can figure these out. Two girls in the other room just whoop, off with this stuff, and they're running around the other room naked. I put the guitar down, and I went out there, And then they had a rule. Then they were like,
you couldn't watch. And
they were like running around the living room for a minute, a couple minutes. And then they were like, well, look, we're going to move this into this other room. And you can't come in there unless you're naked. And I went.
You got naked?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then, of course, we were fucking drunk and high.
And the girls didn't.
Everybody saw my shit.
But the girls didn't suck you off or anything?
It was a party. So there was like, there's always people around.
People would hook up or no?
Yeah, there was a little handy action.
Was there?
But it was kind of covert because this was like a big naked hippie party.
Okay, well that's fine.
And at no point was it like, you know.
Actually, I'm saying I'm not going to show publicly. There were girls that got. I'm thinking these girls were 18 at the time.
Let's hope they were.
No, they were. I mean, I was going to say they were. They might have been 19.
In case we were being monitored.
They
might have
been 19. No, but they weren't like in any way illegal. I mean, I was probably 22 at the time. But we had girls naked running through my sprinklers back when I lived in my parents' house.
Oh, that's good times.
Yeah, when I was working at the movie theater.
Yeah.
There were two real hot blondes. Mm-hmm. And they were all about, like, they wouldn't get bottomless, but they got topless with really nice jugs, only if the guys would get naked and run through the sprinklers. And everyone but one guy did it. And I was like, yeah, it was four guys and, like, two chicks. It was a little homo. But I knew the guys were, like, kind of my friends. You know what I mean? The guys were, like... Guy, it wasn't like some random guy.
Try and make this sound better.
No, but I mean, it was hot chicks. It was 18-year-old girls running through the sprinklers naked. So I was like, that was worth it to do that.
Look,
so.
Public female nudity makes pretty much anything impossible.
Sure.
You might be defusing a bomb. And some naked broad runs by you. Hey, whoa, what? Yeah, I got to see this.
Yeah. So sometimes you do give to get a little bit, and I've done that. And in the hot tub, I'll get naked in the hot tub.
Well, of course.
I've gotten naked in the hot tub with a lot of chicks.
If you'd like to get naked in the hot tub with either Joel or myself or both of us, you can call the Douchebag Hotline at 610-552-0746 and tell us why you'd like to be.
Yeah, we still want to know who the best and worst guests are,
too. The hot tub has got a new cover.
The hot tub's ready for action,
and
baby.
It is not being used.
Well, I've been using it, but not...
And Joel is going on the road for like a week.
Yeah.
610-552-0746.
But, so the hot tub I'll get naked in. And that's even thing where, like, again, it's not even like chicks I'm banging. But there's like chicks who just like, yeah, I don't care, I'll be naked. And I'll be like, oh, I don't care, I'll be naked. And that's happened a couple times.
And those are special days.
Sometimes that's a good
thing. Those days are behind me now. And
You were never there for this.
I have domestic bliss to look forward to.
You have a wonderful apartment building full of Pakistani guys to go home to.
I do.
It's a beautiful thing that you have. You're living the dream.
We've got these like party girls that live next door now.
Yeah.
So we're not the bad neighbors. They're good. They're like they're taking the heat off.
Oh,
us.
Are they? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of the apartment.
Yeah.
The craziest thing happened. We're sitting around. And we hear this really loud thump.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And we could feel it. It wasn't just a thump. It was like I felt the floor move.
Wow.
And I went, wow, somebody really slammed the door hard.
Yeah.
We were like, what the hell was that? But we didn't really think about it. And then like when we left, the next time we went out to the car, the side of the building was dented in.
By a car.
Someone had hit the wall and dented the bricks in on the side of the building. And we're like, whoa!
What a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, and then so the apartment management like put up a thing. It was like reward for if you
Oh, like
know.
Somebody drove off?
Yeah, no one knew who did it.
They don't have like security cameras?
Well,
or anything?
And it was like the parking spaces lean right up to the building.
So, but wouldn't they see a car with a dinged in bumper?
I don't know. Like, and they would have had to go over the speed bump.
And it's bricks, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
So somebody would have, like, the color of the bricks or something, right?
You would think.
Yeah? Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not, there's no, is there a reward or do you get
a
3 months rent or something?
Well, that was the thing. In the apartment complex put up a thing and they were like, we're filing an insurance claim if we find out who did this.
No.
And you get part of the money or you get a reward.
Hmm.
And I'm like, God damn it, I should just run down and seen.
Why don't you just take your car and just back into it?
I should.
Whoops.
It was me.
But actually, they wouldn't do
that. Then they charge me.
They wouldn't do that, yeah. You need to find some wackadoo to kind of.
Like John Tortola.
Hey. Yeah, when you get into the show, he was great, though. I mean, I like John on the show. If there's a negative to John, here's the thing, and we decided this. The next time John comes on the show, We're going to be doing the show when he comes in and sits down. In other words, the show will be in progress by the time John gets here. Because when he walks into a room, he's like shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
And our fans missed that because we were...
There was a good 10 minutes of John hilarity. Yeah.
We were trying to decide what Rob Rose intro to use, and John was sitting there saying the most funniest, racist, horrible, awful things.
Maybe
and
it's,
it was just
you know
great.
What? Maybe it's for the best. Because
no, it was great. But
John
I mean,
will purge his system of all the detritus, and then we can get on to the interview.
Well, no, but I mean, that's what's funny about him. I mean, you know. So, yeah, so that was great. So I think next time we're just going to start the show. John can sit
down, jump in,
and be like,
where are the blacks tonight? Corey Joel, thanks for having me on the show, but why didn't you bring in a black chick?
He'll do that. He'll come in and be like, yeah, where's your roommates, Joel? Yeah? Yeah. Are they giving you some stank, man? Those bitches better give you some stank, man.
Yeah.
Like, John, it's kind of not like that. And it's just
I like that John was mystified that I had a girlfriend.
Yeah, he didn't believe it. We
that
had
was
to go
like,
through a whole...
He was like, no, we never walked on the moon. That was, it was like, for him, you couldn't tell him.
You having a girlfriend was amazing to him.
Yeah.
And, meanwhile, him being married with two kids is one of the
most
fucking crazy things ever.
I'm more willing to believe in Bigfoot than I am that John is married with two kids.
And she allows him to just do stand-up comedy and goes and earns a six-figure salary at the Washington Post selling advertising.
What the hell is that?
You know, some people just got it, man.
John was a plumber.
But you know what?
And you know what? It's okay. All you got to deal with feces all day.
Yeah, he does. He has to snake toilets. But he gave that up, though.
But guess what? Plumbers make decent money.
Yeah.
You make $40,000, $50,000.
But
plumber, right?
He, yes, but he also now, the thing about John is that, see, John did it twice.
Yeah.
John got married and divorced.
Right.
So in a sense, he paid his, you know, dues.
Sure.
With the shitty wife, and then he got the good wife. So.
I want that wife.
Where's your dues?
Wait, is John going to get divorced again?
Are you paying your dues right now, or are you actually...
No, I got a good one.
You paid your dues before.
I paid dues in a lot of... I paid dues in a lot of art therapy classes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, the sky is eggshell. Here's my poetry.
Right, right.
Here, you want
to... John's?
Try this tofu-tie. You know, I had a lot of...
You paid your dues.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of text messages in the middle of the night.
I know.
That's the penance I have.
That's the penance, yeah. But, you know, you got to do that. You got to... Like, I'm prepared to do this. Here's how I'm serious I am about bitches now. This is what I'm willing to do.
Joel, he didn't really do it, but it was almost like Joel loosened his belt. Like, he was about to...
Let me tell you about these bitches.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to think this out. Yeah.
I'm willing...
To take a picture of your penis.
My commitment to women now actually goes as far as... I'm willing to watch Amelie again. I'm ready for that. So, ladies...
Well, that's important.
But you can't not get a girl and not watch Amelie.
Well, I keep trying to tell you, you got to take her to a nice restaurant.
No,
I'm willing to
watch Amelie. That's what I'm willing to do. And I'm doing that under duress.
Here's what I'm willing to do. Watch Project Runway.
I don't know if I'm willing to
do
that.
Not every minute of every season. Okay. But an occasional episode. I'll bear it.
I don't care that much about that. I watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy. You know, I sat through that. I'll watch bad, shitty stuff. But generally, I can make... I have a passion sometimes for television that I can convert people to, like, Kid Nation. And I can convert chicks over.
Kid Nation was great.
Big Brother. I got chicks to watch Big Brother with me.
Wow.
I had a chick watch I Survived the Japanese Game Show not too long ago. So I've done good that way. I've been able to sell the show as something that I enjoy this, and therefore you will. I've tried to do that, and so I don't have to watch too much garbage.
I got a big problem. It's, you know, it won't be a problem until November, whenever the season starts. But if I watch like 5 minutes of hockey, there's like a lot of bitching. Like if hockey comes on, there's a lot of complaining.
Oh, here's a question. Oh, this is a big question here. Yeah. What's going to be your football schedule this year?
My football schedule?
Yeah. Are you gonna have some freedom for football on Sundays or not?
Boy, it's going to have to be more selective than any.
I think you're out for football.
Boy, Sunday was sacrosanct, but now.
See, the thing with you is I was thinking now the only way you're going to get a guaranteed pass for football is if you buy tickets. And I've kind of been like, I ain't buying Lions tickets this year. You guys can suck
it. It's not happening.
So now it's like, but that would guarantee you freedom, though. That's a get out of jail free card, the Lions ticket.
Yeah, I can't. It's not happening.
So now it's like if you're not going to go to Lions games.
Going to be a lot of fantasy updates on my phone. That's what's
really?
Gonna, yeah, it's going to be.
What about if you can like watch the 1 o'clocks and go out for the 4 o'clocks?
First of all, the Lions never play anything but a 1 o'clock.
Because they suck fucking
so
monkey balls. They'll
I
never get a 4 o'clock.
I need to find a strategy between 1 and 4 on my Sunday.
Well, I'm thinking like, okay, you see, you're willing to get up and go to have breakfast at 9:30.
Yes.
So in a sense, you could get 9:30 in an hour of antiquing and still make kickoff. But
there's no antiquing.
Yeah, there's plenty of antiquing.
There's a lot of...
You do whatever bullshit you do, it's antiquing.
No, there's a lot of...
You go to art fairs. Yes, it's the same fucking thing.
There's a lot of how do these shoes look. But
yeah,
not
you
really
do that.
Antiquing.
It's the same antiquing. If a girl's buying shoes or a girl's buying a blouse, it's still antiquing.
I don't
give a fuck what it is. It's the same stupid logic that goes into it. Okay. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, geez, maybe you could get home. You could put 3 hours in and actually watch football.
It's hard. This is already. I'm already.
Yeah. See,
I'm
already a month away.
I'm already paying for this.
You're in trouble already.
I'm already paying a price for this.
To be here?
Yeah.
To be at our show?
Yeah. There's a tax.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck all that. Well, I'm giving you
a
break,
never,
and I
would never date a Republican girl, but they're all about tax breaks.
Tax incentives.
Actually, Republican
tax credits.
Actually,
for...
I would imagine Republican girls are worse.
In what way?
They're
more demanding.
I kid about my schedule being occupied. It really isn't that much. It's not that bad. I would imagine, like, look, what about Elizabeth Hasselbeck? You know what I'm saying? That girl's got
that guy's whipped.
She's
huh?
got a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
That explains every moment of this guy's life.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Is he still backing up? Is he still clipboard?
I don't know where Tim is. I thought he was trying to go into the broadcast booth.
Is he clipboard?
I don't know what he's doing anymore. I have no idea where he's in at. But, you know, it's training camp, and he's probably, I would think, if nothing else, he's probably in a training camp somewhere trying to earn a backup spot. But
speaking of football, the 2008 Corey and Joel Fantasy Football League.
Oh, yeah, we
got
to get into that. I had something else to say about your girlfriend. But okay, because Fantasy Football League, yeah. Nah, it was
what else do you have to say about my
girlfriend? I was going to say, oh, I know a girl who, like, the guys... The guy, I mean, look, I'm not a guy to laugh at other guys and call them faggots or something because of this, but, like, he doesn't give a fuck about football Sunday. And I go, you motherfucker.
I know the guy.
Because he's ruining it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this girl is like, she's got the greatest relationship because this guy's willing to go out on football Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not like that.
Yeah.
The guy's just not a real man.
I think I know the guy you're referring to.
Well, I'm just saying to this guy, his guy has no problem holding hands and going out for a coffee on Sunday afternoon. When there's football going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this motherfucker, he's fucking it up for everybody else.
Yeah.
He's making us all look bad because we want to watch football. Son of a bitch.
Last year I didn't have much of a problem. It was a problem sometimes.
But we didn't live together and we watched. See, I'm trying to think. We went to two live football games, two live Lions games.
Yeah.
And I would say we watched a few on television. You know what we did is you watched a lot of second halves over here.
Yeah.
In the Corey and Joel studios.
Yeah.
You watched a lot of like, hey, I'll just come over there.
Sure.
Midway through.
Yeah.
You had a nice
That's
team.
When I lived like 6 minutes away.
That's true. So now I'm thinking, boy, you're going to have to make a... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just out.
You went
with Rob Rose a couple times to the bar to watch football?
Yeah.
And you might be out on that too?
No, that's... You know what? She likes Rob. So I get... Anything involving Rob, I get a free
pass. Wait a minute. So what? I'm a fucking douchebag?
Yeah, you got a...
Oh, fuck all this.
Hold on.
Fuck this.
Hold on. You got a hot tub.
Oh, I'm a fucking bad influence?
You got a MySpace profile filled with teenage girls.
I've got girls that live in my house.
You got a clown costume in your closet. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things.
I've got nubile young girls who hang out in the studio.
Rob's a domesticated animal like me. She doesn't mind if a couple oxen play in the yard.
Why am I a threat? You have no problem. I mean, you've fucking taken out a goddamn billboard saying how Joel doesn't get laid, and yet I'm a problem?
I'm just saying.
You use that as a punchline, but yet at the same time, you know.
You know why I use that as a punchline?
You have no problem saying that to our great listeners, but to
you know
her,
why, you know why I use that
oh,
as a...
Joel's swimming knee-deep in vagina over there.
You don't know how the
He's got fetish models.
But you don't know how the mind works for the woman.
There's some of truth to that, but I mean, I'm hardly a guy that
I would say some of that works in your favor. She thinks you're up to no good, but she doesn't have any belief in your ability to get that no good done. You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
I'm completely insulted now twice in both ways.
Look, there but for the grace of God go I, because
yeah.
There was a time when you had a girlfriend and I didn't.
There was a long time ago.
Yeah, and in fact,
I don't think we've ever had simultaneous girlfriends.
No, we usually...
No, we did briefly, but not a long term. I had that short, the one that was in here the one time.
Sure.
We had both of our girls in here on a show years ago.
And we reversed the polarity.
But then mine...
And now I'm in the long-term relationship, and you aren't. And
right, yeah.
We never have both had...
From show... Well, you know what happened with this show, if you remember correctly, is on show one, I talked about an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And she heard show one... And, like, called me and kind of yelled at me. And then she, like, wanted to get back together a couple weeks later.
Well, that
so
is...
So almost from, now, the, hold on. From the genesis of the show, I had a girlfriend as a result of the show for a long time, which has been...
That is more than I've ever gotten out of this.
Yeah. So in a sense, like, the show, even though... God, we might have both been single.
Well,
initially,
to you, the show giveth. To me, the show has done nothing
take
but take
it away.
It has done nothing
well,
but take it.
I feel bad.
No, it's okay. I'm fine.
Listen, believe me. You know what?
Meanwhile, Tortle, I never talk about it, so Tortle goes,
you got a
girlfriend, man?
Well, you know what? I think our listeners are familiar enough with it
where
they wouldn't, you know, they got what you were saying and that no one was going to be challenging that listening at home or in their car or whatever. But John's like, you can't believe. Meanwhile, John's, if I should tell you this. Do you want to hear something kind of mean that John said once? I'm going to tell you this because it's funny, and it's not. You can tell Amy if you want, and John doesn't care if he thinks you're an asshole.
Corey, you're in so much trouble.
Am I like, in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble at all, but John was like, John met Amy. That's what I said. Yeah. You've met Amy. I think she was at a roast.
Sure.
I mean, Amy's been around at the comedy club, even though you don't like to take her around, and I don't blame you, but he was like, he came up to me once and went like, what's with the haircut on that one, man? It's showing too much face. She needs to cover it up a little bit with and it was just a total dick thing. And you know what? He says he didn't even remember that.
But John
and
says,
I tried to. But you know, it's funny. You during the break last week, you were out on the phone, and I told him that off air, and I said, "Don't you remember? You were talking about the girlfriend."
John
and he didn't even remember it.
John,
and because I did a lot
anything.
Of cocaine, Joel. I don't remember what I did.
John doesn't remember.
So that was John. But he said that, and I don't think he was even deliberately busting Amy's chops.
I would love to do some cocaine because it gives you a free pass on you.
He's,
whatever you want to do, you're free to go.
It's like
if you do some cocaine, you'd be like this.
Yeah. It was a foot massage. Yeah. A foot massage is nothing. I give my mother
you know,
a foot massage.
Yeah.
Just laying your hands.
You remember the Cosby bit about cocaine? Cosby talked about it. Bill Cosby himself has drug jokes in it, which a lot of people don't remember.
He
talks about weed, talks about coke. But in Cosby himself, he says he asked a guy, "What's so great about cocaine?" And he says, it intensifies your personality." And Cosby goes, "Well, what if you're an asshole?"
Right.
And I think that's a lot. I think that explains John Tortolot in a lot of ways.
It is the biggest excuse.
So he completely rips your girlfriend. And again, I'm not trying to insult.
It was probably a bad haircut at the time. I don't know.
It might have been. I think she had a little bob or something, and he just was like, you know.
Whatever.
And it was whatever. I mean, she was drawing attention to herself, but John was just being
a complete
fucking cocksucker.
Amy looks better now than when I first met her. Like, she's lost weight.
Yeah, okay.
She does yoga all the time. All
right.
She's working on it. Okay. She tries.
But I'm just saying, like,
fucking ass.
He didn't remember that he had met her and was an asshole.
Well, what?
So that's just what an asshole is.
How, if we had a time to all the bad things we've said about everybody's girlfriends.
That's true. But I don't say them like, you know what I mean? I don't say them. I might say stuff to you, but that's not something where it gets around. You know what I mean? You get the feeling, you know. John will come, "Hey, Joel, let me just," he whispers stuff in my ear.
John,
and I go, "Oh, he's saying this just to me," and then he'll say it to everybody in the fucking,
you know, comics are like that.
That's true.
Sometimes I'll repeat a joke that I might say to you, and then I'll tell somebody else the same joke.
Yeah.
But it's not every piece of material.
Sure, I got you.
You and I can have secret material.
Yeah, you and I, it doesn't generally leave the room.
No.
But with Tortolot, he's a fucking, you know, it's all.
That's what comics are like.
Yes, no, like, he pulled me aside and he goes, "Hey, Joel, listen, I got pulled over and I had a little coke in the car." It was a big thing. And he told me this in confidence.
I saw a little coke in the car.
So then I was like, I got to really keep this on the down low. And then, you know, you showed up. I was like, "Hey, listen, I heard this. Don't tell anybody, but Tortolot, you know, you got a little cocaine." Bust, you know. You're like, oh, okay. Then I show up at the Bart's or whatever, and guy's like, hear about Tortolot and his cocaine? So it's like he said he was telling only me, and then he told everybody he came on the show and said it, and I was like, okay.
There are certain guys you can't tell.
Yeah, there are.
And by the way, there are things I know that are on lock and key.
I understand.
And there are things that...
Sure.
There are certain guys you can't tell them a goddamn thing.
Yeah, you guys, you can't tell anything.
You're like, hey, I shot this... I shot a homeless man in the face. Really? And then they spread it out. And
real quick here, people, because we got to get going.
I ran out of time to talk about how douchey the Dark Knight fans are.
Yeah.
They voted it the best movie of all time on IMDb. They were harassing critics who had...
And you dumped on it actually harder than I thought you were going to on YouTube. So
yeah.
If you haven't seen that, go to YouTube. I want to just tell everybody
there was an article on Yahoo about how the voice was bad, which I said in our review.
Yeah, it's true. That is, and that's been a big criticism. I just want to tell everybody that I am off to the Gathering of the Juggalos this week, so the show's going up a little early. Very exciting this year as the comedy lineup involves friends of our show like Steve Sabo and Steve Brewer, who I managed to get booked because I thought they'd do well there, and also complete weirdo wackadoos like the Iron Sheik and Beetlejuice and Shuley from the Howard Stern Show. So I will be working with all of those guys.
And, this is the most greatest moment in my life.
So hopefully I'll have some good stories for you next week, if nothing else. And if Juggalo stuff bothers you, I apologize.
If you got Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Roddy Piper is doing comedy, and I will be performing with him. So that should be exciting. So everyone can look forward to stories from The Gathering next week. And what else can we tell people? Watch those at Sister to the Traveling Pants and the Pineapple Express reviews on YouTube.
All right, then.
And you might be surprised of which one we liked more. I'll leave it at that. Or you might not be surprised, knowing what assholes we are. More Primal Scream. And I don't know if Corey's going to play the right song, but that's fine. I don't even care, man, because this was a glorious show.
You want the real song?
I might as well play the into break song now, because we didn't hear the outro song. I don't care. You've gotten this right all but 3 or 4 times in 180 matches.
All right.
So that's fine. I like it. I like Amy's hair, too.
Thank you. I know it's... I'm sure you said some wonderful things.
I like Amy's hair. Come on. I'm not an asshole.